Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Drax Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
I love politics.
Not sure what politics and dating really go together.
The only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here.
Political decision.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about politics.
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought.
I'm no cheap, crooked politician!
Gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Boy, I did not go into politics to pimper you.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
How the hell with politics tonight? It's Friday night, so bring it on. Here we go. Are you scratching yourself, thinking to yourself, oh, Drex, where's that from? Oh, that's from Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. That would be 41 years ago. But Adam Lambert singing there, he's doing Meatloaf's part from the 1975 movie, and they're rejoining, and they're going to redo this with Fox TV, the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake. All right, so, which is great lead into the hot patootie. Maybe you're a little too hot of a patootie to my next guest. And let's say good evening. Heather, you know what? I'm remiss in remembering, and this is bad, our guest's name.
Jeff Abraham of Promescent joins us to discuss how intimacy affects your relationship.
Hi,
and
Jeff.
I think we all know firsthand that it definitely is either a deal maker or a deal breaker.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining us, Jeff. I'm sorry I did not know who you were, but I know what's going on. yes, I'm just trying to get organized from our last visit with Michael. So I have to tell you, this is a very interesting thing. So it's not erectile dysfunction. It is all about premature ejaculation. Oh, and then it ended. That was courtesy of Michael. That was courtesy of Michael Meehan, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
So yes. So the premature when things finish too soon.
Correct.
You know, intimacy is very important, and so why don't you tell us exactly what we're talking about?
Now, PE is obviously, as you mentioned, different from ED. ED is the ability for a man to get an erection.
That's right.
PE is when someone obviously ejaculates prematurely or rapidly. Now, the actual definition in medical standards is any time that a guy ejaculates under 90 seconds, no matter what type of sex, whether it's masturbation, oral sex, or intercourse. But the interesting thing is that the average male, I'm not talking anybody with an issue, this is the average healthy male, lasts about 5 minutes and 12 seconds during intercourse, and the average female takes 19 minutes of penetration or thrusting during intercourse to achieve climax, and that's called the arousal gap. So even in healthy couples, there is this variance that creates unsatisfactory intimacy for quite a few people.
Well, as Heather was talking about during the break, you know, the couples who play together stay together. It can be very frustrating for the man or the other partner when it finishes too soon.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, and it's frustrating for her.
Well,
because it's
yeah.
all over before
well,
it began.
I tell people
yeah.
that this is a couple's issue.
For sure.
Because if a man does prematurely or rapidly ejaculate, he still does ejaculate. The woman is like, excuse me, I'm over here, you know? So mm-hmm. even though it's something that's physiologically happening to the male, the effect is as pronounced, if not more pronounced, on the female partner.
Yeah.
And so you're exactly right. The Viagra, where the ladies at this point are saying, you know, enough already. This is the exact opposite. So there is. Go ahead.
That there is, believe it or not, in legitimate prescriptions between Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Stendra, the four big ED drugs, they sell $8 billion a year. And for every legitimate tablet made, there's 1.2 knockoffs made. So you could say that, you know, is about a $15 billion a year market. PE is actually more prevalent, 30% more prevalent than ED.
Oh, really?
And 20% of ED is misdiagnosed PE, because if a gentleman suffers from PE over an extended period of time, say over a year, he will get anxiety-induced ED, meaning that he knows that getting an erection leads to an unsatisfactory conclusion.
Oh.
So he will develop ED because he knows by getting an erection, it'll lead to an unsatisfactory conclusion.
Is wow, that right? I'm so surprised, because we think of PE being a young man's thing and ED being an old man's thing, but I guess there's some crossover there?
There's a lot of crossover, because it used to be that people would think that this is, oh, you don't strong enough mentally, and, you know, it's just a young man in his early sexual awakening doesn't really have a control of the impulse. Now, there is a high prevalence among young men, but there are 4 to 5 certifiable medical conditions that lead to this condition. You know, hypersensitivity to the penile nerves, prostatitis, low testosterone. So there are and it's also hereditary. There are a lot of people, and what people used to use before Promescent, which is the drug that our founder developed, were SSRIs, which are serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And people go, what is that? That's a medical term, and they're commonly known as depression drugs, Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft.
Right.
And they actually increase IELT, which is inter-ejaculatory latency time. They allow a man to last longer. The issue is, in some cases, he can't finish at all. And the side effects are nausea, dry mouth, vomiting, loss of libido. You're like, excuse me, I'd rather have the PE than those side effects. And,
sure.
You know, they're not on demand. You literally have to take those every day. They have to build up in your system. So even if you're intimate once a month, twice a month, even once a week, you still have to suffer with those side effects on a daily basis.
Well, and so
Promescent.
Promescent. Yes.
Promescent. 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 And this was developed by a Hoge Hospital urologist.
This is going to
be big. It was a medical physician.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about this because this is going to be a big thing. So I think even your normal average couples would probably enjoy this, because who doesn't, the woman and the man want this to go on longer?
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you this. When this product is fully mature, meaning we have full exposure, we don't have a $200 million advertising budget like Pfizer had when they introduced Viagra. I laugh and I tell people we're $199,900,000 short of that $200 million advertising budget. But when we're fully mature, 20% of the people that use this will actually be PE patients. The rest of the people just want better intimacy. There's not a man alive that at some point in his life hasn't been in a position where he's acutely aware of trying to last long enough to satisfy his partner. And it consists of stopping, starting, switching positions, thinking about baseball scores. There's all coping mechanisms that guys, and they just assume that's part of the equation because of this arousal gap that I told you. And they discover something like this and they're like, wait a second. You know, even if I lasted long enough, the last 4 to 5 minutes, I really wasn't enjoying it because I was, this little guy was on my shoulder, not yet, not yet, let her finish first, you know, that kind of a thing. And when people find the ability, and I call it, our tagline is make love longer. I tell people I'd like to change that to make love with reckless abandon, you know, because the sense of power and control that it gives a guy is great. And each partner wants to feel like their partner is really satisfied. And
so this
adds a high degree of intimacy.
So it's actually not something that you take, like the Viagra or anything like this, for PE.
No, it's not systemic.
It's topical.
It's actually a spray, believe it or not. And there had been other sprays before that contained lidocaine. Now, the beauty of this particular product is Dr. Gilbert, Ron Gilbert, who's a urologist, Newport Beach, California, along with a research PhD chemist, University of Georgia, developed a eutectic formula that takes lidocaine from a crystalline and it changes it to an oil aqueous form. So when you apply it within 10 minutes, it penetrates the dermis or stratum cornea, which is the outer layer of the skin, and goes to the sensory nerves underneath. So it's gone from the surface. Therefore, it doesn't transfer to the female partner, because the drugs that existed prior to this, they actually gave the man more staying power, but he'd be numb. He couldn't feel anything. They transferred to the female partner. She was numb. She couldn't feel anything. And it was like, okay, we're lasting longer, but no one's climaxing. No one can feel anything. Everybody's numb.
What's the point?
So this was absolutely not a evolutionary product. It was a revolutionary product, and that's why we've grown so quickly, and we've really, really been very successful. If we get exposure, we get business. If we get business, we get repeat business. So for us, it's just a matter of exposure. That's why I really appreciate this opportunity to discuss this in front of your audience.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this. So is this something that we need a prescription for, or how do we
the
go
beauty
about?
Of it is it's covered under an FDA monograph. It's compliant under an FDA monograph, so it's available over the counter. So you can go, we have a network, I think, of 575 drugstores that we've built up independently, and now we're in the process of getting approved by the chains. There's 200 urologists that carry this in their office. It's available on our website. You know, there's a number of different places to get it. So you can get it online and discreetly. And some people, I call it the chain of custody. They'd rather go into their doctor's office or a pharmacy because they buy it, they take it in their pocket. Because sometimes you're in a situation where a guy that has single with his roommates, he doesn't want someone to go, hey, your Promethazine came in the mail today. Or, God forbid, you know, you're married and your kids go, hey, Dad, your Promethazine came today. You know, that kind of a thing. Even though it comes in a thing that says APLLC, which is Absorption Pharmaceuticals, you know, sometimes people open it up and, you know, see what it is. So no matter what venue you like it, whether you want to go pick it up at a pharmacy, whether you want to have it, you know, discreetly mailed to you, you know, it's available, or just pick it up at your doctor's office. Like I said, we have 200 doctors that actually prescribe it. We actually now, we're very proud of this, 1,300 urologists in North America were actually in their protocol. So if someone comes to see them and they have PE, it's listed by name, Promethazine, right in the protocol.
Jeff Abrams, thank you very much. And who doesn't want it to last longer? We'll make more. All right. Thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate your time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Let's take a break and we'll be back. And when we come back, I do believe that we're going to be talking to Sam Singer from the Mission Bay Alliance on KGOA 10. But we don't necessarily like where they want to build their new arena. And that brings me to Mission Bay Alliance's Sam Singer. Sam, thank you for joining me this evening on KGO.
Drex, thank you very much. That's a hard act to follow. One has to be hard to follow that act.
Oh, I love you, Sam. Hey, I have to tell you, and I don't know if you know this, but last night was the Godzilla epic of all time, for a long time, Get Out of San Francisco traffic nightmare snarl. You know, my significant other was in tears. It took her almost 2 hours to get from where we're at to on the bridge. So, you know, now it just brought up the whole issue. And sure enough, today you got this arena blocked. Did you not?
Yes. Yes, this is a real victory for the people of San Francisco. You know, we put it off a year. We believe that this is the first of many delays, and that ultimately we're going to be successful, and the Warriors are going to move this arena to either a better spot in San Francisco, which we've suggested is really at Cesar Chavez and 880. Sorry, 280. Mm-hmm. You know, or that they remain in Oakland. I think people are also going to get a, you know, they got a taste of this last night, which was unfortunate, like your wife. And I think people are going to see how bad it can be, unfortunately, when the Super Bowl is hosted in Santa Clara and San Francisco and the city grinds to a halt and it impacts the economy and people's lives and people's ability to get home to their families.
And this is so top of mind tonight because of coming off of what happened last night here. And by the way, it was just all volume, just trying to get out of the city. And then we know that we have 3 weeks of Super Bowl where the city's shutting down almost the entire area around the Embarcadero. And we're thinking, how the hell are we going to get in and out of here?
Yes, and you know, I think that's a big problem with the Warriors Arena. You can't have an 18,000 seat arena with 200 dedicated parking spaces. It just doesn't work. And if what we experience in the next couple weeks for the Super Bowl is any indication of what's going to happen when the Warriors come to San Francisco, I think the public is really going to be fed up. I mean, it's our victory today in getting the Warriors to delay their start of this arena, plus our ability to win in the courts on two different lawsuits and possibly more, I think is going to really change the course and direction of where the Warriors ultimately site this arena. Right at the moment, I'd say they have premature arena development.
I was going to say we need to spray some stuff on the Warriors.
Promessing, yes. And I have to say, you know, and I wonder if Mr. Davis is listening, because I'm thinking out loud here with the Oakland Raiders not being allowed to be the Los Angeles Raiders like they want to be. Today, San Antonio, who's been trying since 1992 to get something in that damn Alamo Dome down there, because I went through all of that, and he's saying no, or I can't say he is, but I hear the organization is saying so. You know, why don't we come together and stay in Oakland, everybody?
Yes. You know, there's a lot of people who believe real strongly that way, and I have to tell you, one of the things that was very interesting in our research in San Francisco is that roughly the city is split between people who are not fans at all and really don't care about the Warriors and people who are big fans. So every other person in San Francisco either really cares or they don't give a darn. I'm not sure those same numbers would hold up in Oakland and the East Bay or the South Bay. So the Warriors are really, they're not paying attention to the real fan base, the people who've supported them for 40, 50 years. They're doing this, unfortunately, because it allows them to build an arena that's not just about basketball. It's about them making money 220 evenings of the year. And not about winning NBA championships.
And by the way, this is all about the conflict with AT&T Park, putting it next door. And that's where the problem lies with the traffic situation and the hospital. So, you know, it's not an anti-Warrior issue that Sam Singer and the Mission Bay Alliance is on. It's a total pro-Warrior. Go Warriors. But let's find the right place.
Yeah, 100% correct, Rex. You know, all of us love the Warriors and want to see them get another NBA and another NBA championship and remain in Oakland or San Francisco in a better location. It's not about the Warriors. It's about the Warriors' ownership and a bad idea to build an arena that's going to create gridlock, damage UCSF, damage the ability to patients and doctors and nurses to actually access that hospital, and to impact San Francisco's really greatest international contribution, which is bioscience and bioscience research that is saving lives. Well, we want the Warriors. We just don't want them there.
Okay, and being all fair here on both sides, they say, well, that's, you know, that Sam, this is where the big money comes in, the biotech, and that's what you guys are trying to block. You know.
We want the biotech to remain. We want the UCSF to continue to be successful. What we want to stop is the Warriors creating such a traffic jam and an issue for companies to be and people to be able to do business in Mission Bay that it hurts the overall economic well-being of a district and neighborhood that was created solely for biotechnology research and to save human lives.
Okay, well, I'm on your side because of the traffic, and I wish City Hall would get that because, you know, things, if they were to occur all the time like happened last night, I tell you, it would be such a negative for San Francisco in general that people would start leaving. I mean, honest to God, you just can't put up with that all the time.
You know, when I was a boy growing up here, there were a group of people who were constantly raising the flag of concern that it was the Manhattanization of San Francisco, and that development was too much. And most all of us disagreed with them. I mean, and that's why San Francisco grew, I think, in a reasonable and responsible way. There was a very nice balance, frankly, between the progressives and the left, and the liberals and the moderates. But I think it's gotten out of hand in recent years, and we are in danger of becoming Manhattan with terrible crosstown traffic, with trying to get through the Holland Tunnel is like getting across the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. That's not what's made San Francisco special, is the traffic. What's made it special is its livability, and that's what I think everybody is trying to protect.
And I so agree. Sam Singer, thank you very much for your time, and let's stay in touch and see where this goes.
Thanks for your interest, and thanks for always having such an interesting show. All you guys are great.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Have a great weekend.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
In Santa Rosa, 55 degrees and dry in San Jose, 53 in Oakland. It's 54 and raining in San Francisco. The Drex Radio, yes.
It was sunny when we came in, damn it.
I left my umbrella in my trunk.
Umbrella. You're just never going to live that down, am I?
You're not. Sorry.
Umbrella.
And good night and yes. good luck. Good night.
Strap good luck. In, turn it up, oh. and hang on.
He's leaving us to our own devices.
On KGO.
Taking my motorboat.
All right. Right on. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And we will be with you on Monday because we're not in that 37% that has Monday off. So if you are, damn, you're lucky. 37%.
When was the last time you washed your car? I haven't washed it once. Because it just keeps promising, John Lubertini keeps promising that it's going to rain again.
Well, it is raining right now in San Francisco.
Earlier today, it was so nice, was and so I'm like, beautiful. Oh, my God, beautiful. I'm driving around in this horrible-looking car.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so strange because it was a clear day, and I thought, you know, I don't have to lug this umbrella. Umbrella? But I do. And I actually have a Rihanna umbrella. It actually is the real thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a promotional piece. I mean, you know.
Oh, it says Rihanna on it?
Yeah.
Get out! Yeah, we should put that jelly.
Up at Generation Drex.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll tweet that.
Look at you. I'll trade you because I have a KGO umbrella.
I know you do. I keep wishing that you'd forget that
sometime. I know. I see you drooling on it. Thank God it's an umbrella and your drool rolls right off.
Right, exactly. So last night, Hillary did the Tonight Show.
We had a Donald Trump on the other night. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't.
Nice laugh.
I tell you what, he's a lot more obsessed with me than I am with him.
Yeah. We were talking to him, and I asked him, I said, how is Hillary? How do you think Hillary's doing? And he goes, not good. and he said, I haven't even started on Hillary yet. Oh. And I was just wondering, does he intimidate you, Donald Trump?
No.
You just gave me the look. You just gave me the look. Yeah. That just intimidated me, that look right there,
I mean, if I'm so fortunate... Yeah. To be the Democratic nominee, obviously I'll run against whoever they nominate. But if it's Donald Trump, it'll be quite the showdown.
Very interesting. And you know, I have to tell you, so I did watch the debate last night, and I have to say they tried. It's like they had a meeting, and of course, you know, they did before they went on and said, let's go after Hillary. And it just seemed so forced. It was really kind of bizarre. If you sat through the 2.5 hours of it, I thought it would never end. Actually, I'm going to be honest. I had to give up after 2 hours. But there
were you like Donald Trump? It was boring. It put me to sleep.
Too long, right? Yeah,
I couldn't even stand it.
And I agree with Donald. And by the way, I agree with Donald, and Hillary agrees with Donald today. How often does that happen when Ted Cruz, damn Canadians, started insulting New York values last night?
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
You're from New York, so you might not. But I promise you, in the state of South Carolina, they do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage.
Well, and stop right there. You just lost New York. Now, he's never going to win New York probably anyway, or New York City. But, you know, you can't say that crap to the rest of the country. it's politics, okay? So let's break it down here. He's playing to Iowa. And I think Heather can speak to this, that you feel as though... home state, that's probably not playing well to them either because it's kind of degrading.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, they're polite, and I just don't think that they feel, well, hard to talk about a whole state as a big they, but that's a broad brushstroke and to paint of New York. And yeah, I don't think they go for that really impolite, cheap swipe kind of stuff. And again, you know, I just think we all hold New York in a very special place in our hearts after 9/11. And so to go and crap on a
Yeah,
entire
saying that's a
city.
Pro-abortion and it's about gay rights. I mean, dude, seriously. I mean, you just blew it. And you're Canadian, and I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
And by the way,
well,
we love Canada.
About,
right.
They're so, about human rights,
right.
You know?
Please. I have to play Donald's response today. This is what he had to say.
I'm not sure that he knows what he means, to be honest with you. I thought it was very, he should have never said it. I thought it was very insulting to a lot of people, including Maria, who was asking the question. I thought it was very, very insulting. And I immediately thought of the World Trade Center and the bravery of New Yorkers and the genius of New Yorkers to be able to take that whole section and rebuild after the tragedy, the worst thing that ever happened to our nation in terms of an attack.
And I have to tell you, last night watching this, I thought, you know, why this is why Donald Trump is running over these guys, because and damn well deserved. So thumbs up to Donald Trump today. And then Hillary agreeing with Donald, which I think also politically was a great move. Now, last night, the other thing that went down, the only other thing that was interesting, well, I'll play some silly stuff in a second. I forget I'm on the radio sometimes. Then there's that. Yes, was Ted Cruz and Donald Trump arguing over Cruz being born in Canada? This is fun.
You know, back in September, my friend Donald said that he had had his lawyers look at this from every which way. And there was no issue there. There was nothing to this birther issue. Since September, the Constitution hasn't changed.
Rehearse line,
but the
funny.
The poll numbers have. At the end of the day, the legal issue is quite straightforward, but I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two parents born on U.S. soil. Under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified, and interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified.
Oh!
No, but that's BS.
Because Donald's mother was born in Scotland. She was naturalized. Now, Donald...
But I was born here.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald...
Big difference.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald, I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you.
NBC Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll. Headline, Trump way up, Cruz going down. I mean, so don't... So you can't... They don't like the Wall Street Journal. They don't like NBC. But I like the poll. And frankly,
okay, and
this came out.
Okay, and so to the point, and this needs to be tested because in 229 years it has never been tested. The Constitution says the president shall be natural born. Okay, so and in my mind, and it always has been, that means you need to be born in the United States. Okay, so mom is born in Delaware, but he was born in Calgary. And again, we love our Canadians, but... Hey, he's a Canadian. So I don't, and by the way, today a lawsuit was filed by a Democrat in Houston, and this is going to be tested. So we shall see what happens. I think it's a big problem. He's got lots of big problems today, slamming New York, and I think that, you know, the rest of the country is going right along with Hillary and Donald on this one with the slamming of New York, and now this birther issue is not going to go away. I just don't see how it's going to work. You know, this goes back to 1790 and 1791 when the framers of the Constitution at the beginning of our existence here in America, you know, it was discussed and that's what they meant. You had to be born here in America.
But that won't float, will it?
I don't know. It needs to be tested. And
it's very interesting.
It does need to be tested. It's never been answered by the Supreme Court.
I got to say, for all the crap... People in the GOP gave Obama. It's funny that this issue is the one that's coming to
off
bite
the
them in the rear end.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bite
exactly.
Him right in the ass. Yes. Okay. Here's a fun moment. So sure enough, at the beginning of the debate, it was, I guess about 15, 16, 17 minutes into the debate, they got to Ben Carson.
Well, I'm very happy to get a question this early on. I was going to ask you to wake me up when the time came.
Except he fell back asleep. And then there was the kids' table with Carly, who took a cheap shot at Hillary.
Unlike another woman in this race, I actually love spending time with my husband.
Okay. Carly, not so much. Not so much. All right, it's time to get to the good news, and that's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Live. Local, the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
steals my Rihanna umbrella when I leave. It would just be my luck I get jacked because I have a Rihanna umbrella. Yeah.
You mean somebody's going to mug you for it?
Well, I'll let you know. I'll text you.
Maybe we should walk together under your umbrella, Ella, to Ella, the Ella. Car parking lot,
Yeah, maybe we should. All right, right on. So back to Jimmy Fallon and his mock interview with Hillary last night.
Hey, Hillary, thank you for coming down.
My pleasure.
Okay, well, that my
we
pleasure was...
Woot.
Yeah, I think that's all we're going to get.
Oop, so, oop. Jimmy Fallon... Oop, yep. Acted yeah. like it was a job interview.
It's not going to happen.
But I saw that the first question he asked her was like, so how did you hear about the position? And she goes, fourth grade social studies.
Exactly.
It's cute.
Yeah, and it ended with your email address. So then Heather, and by the way, the rest of you who are haven't had any fun yet this dryuary, if you're doing that, I don't know anybody who is besides myself, but that's because I have to. Yes, if you're not hooking up with anybody, you need to go to the gym. And by the way, if you're losing weight and you need to go to the gym and that's what you're doing, it's a good idea, not only to get in shape, but... Also, because this poll came out today, turns out that there's a lot of fun going on at the gym.
This sounds like
25% of the single people out there say they have had sex at the gym in the past year.
How
is that possible?
No, that didn't happen.
Doesn't that seem ridiculously high? I mean, okay. But I have to tell you something. Okay, go ahead.
They're only interviewing the people at the World Gym,
right?
Castro and Market or whatever. That's where that's happening. I'll tell you what.
Well, did you ever do the personal trainer stuff? I mean, have one? Yeah, well.
Oh, people are hooking up with their trainer?
Well, yeah. I mean, you pick one that you want to look like, right?
That's a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And I went on an OkCupid date. This guy's whole marriage got busted up. Not a trainer, but a surf instructor. Wife cheated on him with the surf instructor.
Listen,
in their house.
I got to tell you something. If you're a personal trainer, you know what time it is. I know what you're doing, and that's what time it is. Look.
Wait a minute.
No.
What am I doing here? I should be a personal trainer.
Well, that's
where the action is at.
We all should be. Yeah. And you got, by the way, you got to look at that. So I would look at what I would want to be with or look like, either or. And then, you know, and I went through this, and it drove me insane. I mean, because, let's be honest about this, it's pretty intimate when they're touching you all the time.
I know. I'm thinking about all the advantages.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're touching them.
Steve, I think if you did some more of those squeezes, your inner thigh would look amazing.
And they look like what you want to look like, or they look like what you want to be able to achieve to get. So it makes sense to me that 20% of the people say they've had sex with their personal trainer because that was your damn goal to begin with. So let's be honest. I mean, come on, people. Let's be honest.
Wow. And, okay.
So,
and it's happening at the gym,
you're saying? Well, 25%.
Or the pickups happen
there. No, 20%. Look, 20% of people say they've had sex with their personal trainer. 25% of single people say they had sex at the gym last year. 70% of women have fantasized about their trainer while they're getting it on with someone else.
Woo!
And 10% of people carry condoms in their gym bag.
Wow.
And 66% fantasize about sex at the gym to help them push through their workout. Yeah.
I mean, you know. Interesting. No. I'll have to try that one. I've never tried it. So I'm wondering, like, okay, if I'm a trainer, how do I get this client, Steve, we'll call him,
into
the shower with me?
Right. Well, you as the trainer, allow them to pick you because that's what they want.
But I mean,
they
sneaking
want
around.
You to touch them.
Or I have special access
to
that janitor's
on.
Closet,
Look,
I guess.
Let's be honest here. There's ulterior motives when I'm picking out a trainer. I have ulterior motives. Yeah. Okay. Well, now you know. Drex tells the truth. Okay. All right. Now the good news. That was good news, by the way, I thought. I thought that was pretty. I thought I did well with that. Okay.
It's really registering on the good news-o-meter. Maybe I'll get a membership.
Right. So here's some good news. Have you been walking around getting constantly punched in the face? Here's some good news. You're only about 2 weeks away from that being over with. A new study of emergency room data found that you were least likely to get punched in the face in the month of February. That's right, February. You're most likely to get beat up in May or July. The study didn't give specific results for any other months, but generally there are fewer people fighting when it's colder or rainy like it is today, tonight, than when it's warm. The people behind the study think there are more fights in the summer because there's more daylight, which leads to be more people going out, and that means large, drunk groups in public places, which leads to punches in the face. You know, meanwhile, February here, thank God, this month, it is raining. Well, we're not there yet, but January is, so we will see. So good news if you don't want to be punched in the face.
Yeah, this January hasn't been very much of a dry January as far as the weather goes, huh?
And there you have it. Have a great weekend. We'll make more. Oh, yes, let's thank our guest, Johnny. Johnny Funcheap.
Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
We'll see you at one of the many Bowie tributes this weekend. Tim Sica on movies.
Yes, who's always fantastic.
And the Oscars.
Michael Meehan, whose film Hey Monster, Hands Off, My City, is screening tomorrow with Q&A with Meehan and Johnny and Reggie Steele at the Roxy at 2 p.m., and it's a great film, so go see it. And he's at Sketchfest, which is going on, I don't know, for the next several weeks.
Oh, it's almost all month, yeah.
Right. All right.
The link is at kgoradio.com. Do check it out. There's definitely somebody you want to see on there.
And also Jeff Abrams, who talked about Move Over Viagra. There's a new drug in town, and it's all about PE instead of,
Which is not physical exertion.
Right, exactly. So you can check that out at our link. And Sam Singer from the Mission Bay Alliance. And,
we shoehorned another guest in there.
And we'll be back Monday because we're not in the 37% who have Monday off. So enjoy your holiday if you do. And we'll make more on Monday.
We're thrilled to be here.
On the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Woo-hoo!
Leroy, boy, is that you? Thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs. Tell no lies. You get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else can make you sure. Say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street. Take a seat. It's my treat. You may not ever get this chance again. That empty feeling's just about to end.
Francisco, San Jose.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.